Hey, how's it going, guys? Zach here with another episode of Ad Agency Live. And today I have a very special guest for you. You know what it is, it's interview day. Susanna Miles is the creator of Clarity, Confidence, and Cash. My three favorite things, by the way. And is a very well-rounded and experienced digital marketer who's been working online since 2007. And I've asked her to come here today to talk to you about being authentic in your marketing and in your business. Susanna, welcome.
Thank you, Zach. I'm excited to be here.
Welcome. So I always start with my guests. I ask them, how did you get started in this crazy world of online?
So how did I get started? It's kind of funny, actually. I started when I got married. I started a wedding blog. And through that experience, I got like super obsessed with the online world. And I was like, I want to work in the online world. Like I was an SEO person, right? Because I just like growing traffic, creating content. It was like so easy, right? Yes. And I had a crappy job at the time. And it was literally the day before my wedding. No, 2 days before my wedding. And it was like Friday, right? And it was like my last day of going to, no, it was actually Thursday because I took Friday off. Anyways, Thursday. And I went out for lunch and in my head, I'm like, that's it. I'm getting out of my way and I'm going to get a job at a digital marketing agency and that's it. I ran into friends, well, like a friend who was with her friends at the sushi place I went for lunch. And I was like, they're like, so what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, well, not much. I said, and then I just said it. I'm like, I'm just looking for a job at a digital marketing agency. And the friend that my friend was with was like, oh, I actually work at one. And they're like hiring someone,
what?
Which was crazy. And it gets even crazier. So we got married at a restaurant that had a little grotto. We got married in the grotto. And then we went upstairs to the party room. And I remember looking over the balcony and I was like, holy crap, like that's that girl that worked at the agency.
Really?
So I went down in my wedding dress and I like brought her cake and I hung out with them. And I don't know, 5 months later, I ended up working at this company and I was doing their AdWords management. Funnily, I went from SEO to managing AdWords, which I didn't know at all.
That's awesome.
But I did it. It was so freaking cool. Yeah.
Definitely. So basically you got like the man of your dreams and you got into the career path of your dreams.
Exactly.
All at the same time. That's weird, right? I absolutely love it. That's why I always ask that question because the journey, it's so funny how things come together and it's like serendipitous and you end up where you are for a reason. So,
yeah, right? Totally.
Yes. So let's talk a little bit about being authentic.
Yes.
Why is that important in your marketing, your business, and in life? Why is it so important to be authentic?
So being authentic, it's actually kind of, I feel like it's misunderstood. I think everyone misunderstands it. I've misunderstood it, right? And we think that it's hard, right? Because you feel like it's about being honest all the time and sharing everything.
Yes.
All the time. And it's not that you're not supposed to share or anything like that. It's just the whole point is just to start being yourself.
Definitely.
Like the main point. And that benefits everything, right? Because before we were talking, we were just talking about a mutual friend who you met at an event and you're like, yeah, that was really weird what he was doing. It didn't seem fun. It didn't seem like him. And I'm like, yeah, what he's doing now, he's like a dynamic guy. What he's doing now is him.
100%.
Right. And he wasn't as happy before. And making this shift has been,
I think he was really unhappy. And that's what I said to him. I was like, do you enjoy the business? He's like, well, it makes money. And I was like, okay, and I've struggled with this myself in my business,
yes,
and my stuff. It's so, and that's why I wanted to have you on here. And I think when we first connected, I was like, oh, that's so important to be authentic because there's so many people that think that you need to be a certain way for business to happen and marketing to happen. So
yeah, and it's something that I struggle with all the time because, like, you know, I've always been like known for being like cute, and that was something that really bothered me for the longest time. And I've just decided to like lean into it because, you know, you look at what's her name, the person who does all the email stuff. Not Amy Porterfield, the other one. She has blonde hair. Anyways,
she does Facebook. Anyways, yeah, sorry.
But I can't remember her name. But she's super adorable, and she's a millionaire.
Yes.
Right? It's like,
she's being herself.
And she's a huge authority, and like, there's no reason that you can't.
Rachel Peterson?
Well, her too, but yes.
Her too, yeah.
That's not who I'm thinking of. She's not a ClickFunnels person, the one I'm thinking of. No, she's been doing this for like, I don't know, 10 or 15. Like, she's one of the the early online marketing people.
Yes, definitely. And if you listen to like Jenna Kutcher's podcast, who's like number one in marketing, where I would love to be at some point in time, she is so authentic. Like, she's talking about things that just blow my mind. I'm like, I could never say that on my show. Like
what?
So she's talking about how she had a miscarriage, and she's talking about all of these things and how it set up her for her success. Yes. And she's religious as well. And she believes all those things connected for a reason. And I just love hearing the story of how things connect. You know what I mean? And I try to implement that into my marketing, because I believe that the public is getting much smarter as well. Like, they can tell when you're not being authentic. Like, it not maybe not like on like a high level, they may not get it, but at a subconscious level, they can totally feel that. And maybe your eyes twitching a certain way, or things aren't working out.
Like, yeah, you look left instead of right, or yes, whatever.
Exactly. So, and I think about this stuff, I'm a little strange, but I focus on people and their actions and buying online all the time. So that's kind of, I think about that and how I want to be portrayed in my company. And I try to be authentic, but there's so many times that I'm doing stuff that I'm like, why am I doing this?
It's really weird. But I really find that I forget what I was going to say. I hate it so much when I forget what I was going to say. But anyways, it's like,
question for you if you want.
Yeah, go with another question. If I remember, I'll come back to it.
Yeah, no, for sure. But like, all I was trying to say is that like, I've been focusing on this, like putting a lot of intention in it, and it's really hard. You know, and you're the expert in it. And it's hard for you. It's like, it's one of those things. And how, like, that's my next question. Funny enough, how hard is it to be authentic in 2019 and 2020? Like, and what I mean by that question is that you have, like, especially with the make money online niche, you have people sitting on a Lambo, holding up big stacks of money, and you know that's not real, but people are clicking it. People are believing it. How hard is it to just be authentic, be real yourself, and stand out from that crowd?
Honestly, I actually think it's easier than it's ever been.
Yes? Cool. I do.
I actually think it's easier than it's ever been. If you look at, older, like, not when I say older, I don't mean old. I just mean people who've been in the industry for longer. They definitely follow a more specific formula, and they're not as comfortable with people sharing certain things. Whereas now, it's just sort of expected
for sure
that people are going to share and talk about what it is that they're feeling and what they went through to get from A to Z. And like, the reason I find that so important is because if you can get people into the state of believing that they can do it.
Yes.
It's actually one of the parts in my 7-part success flow is getting people to believe that they can do it. And one of the most valuable things that you can do to help people believe that they can do something is by showing them where you were at.
Yes.
Before you succeeded. And if they can see themselves in that.
Yes.
Then they can believe that they can get from where they are to where, you know, they want to be. And that's why testimonials are so important, right? Because, you know, we can't be everyone, right? Like, people can like us and they can be like, oh yeah, I kind of resonate with her and all that stuff, but maybe there's like just like a little bit of a difference in terms of my past versus theirs, you know what I mean? And if there's, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And so we've been really focused on running e-commerce ads, and some of the stuff that works the best is not somebody that says like, hey, this product is the greatest. It's them actually using the product for a different reason than they actually purchased it for.
So, oh, that's really cool.
I mean, if we can show it being used in like unique ways, it does a lot better than being like, this is the greatest. And it's the same in for coaches and consultants in my business. My business really took off when we started getting, we have a client we did $3.2 million for in like a 4-month period on $17,000 in ad spend. That story,
everybody's like,
and I was like, how did I do that? You know, like,
that's right. Because sometimes you're even you're shocked. You're like, how did that? I'm amazed by that, right?
Yes, it was really, really great. And then so, and so we use that story now to bring people in and start the conversation, you know, and we just did it by trying to understand the customer journey and all that stuff, but like. Being authentic is so, so important to that. And the belief behind that is, you know, it's key.
Yeah. And one of the other things I wanted to mention is that when you're not being yourself, I think it's this subconscious message that who you are is not good enough. Yes. So we're kind of living in this, like, I don't know, in a level of shame, I guess. And if you want to talk about, like, you know, woo-woo vibe, like that's not really a good place to be, right? And you said it before, right? Like people subconsciously feel when someone's a little bit off. It's like you might not be lying about what you can do or what you do or all that stuff, but people might misunderstand your minor discomfort.
Yes.
For, you know, something that other than just you being kind of awkward being this other person.
Right. And this is, and I've experienced that multiple times in my life. I used to, believe it or not, sell toilet paper for a living. So in Kingston, Ontario, where I'm from, like I got a job that made 60K a year. And literally we had like a cookout. Everybody came over and like, it was like considered like winning the lottery. I got they paid for my car. I got my phone, everything. And I was so uncomfortable in my own skin and I did really well. You know, but I was just like, what am I doing? I don't even want to do this anymore. And then that's when I jumped out and I started my business.
So wicked. Oh my God. All the people who came to your cookout must have been like, dude, what the hell?
Yeah. Well, so it was so hard to break out of that mold for me because like that's who I was, right? And I did that for 3 years. After year one, I knew that's not what I wanted to do, but I had kids and bills and responsibilities. And when I finally broke out of that and I wanted to be myself, everybody's like, that's not you. That's not you. And I was like, no, you don't understand. That wasn't me. This is me. This is what I want to do now.
Yes. I've actually been through that as well. People get really confused when you actually start coming into who you are.
Right?
Yeah. They think that the real you is fake.
My own mom and friends were just like, I think you might be having a midlife crisis. And I was like, no. I'm just trying to figure out who I am or what I want, right?
Yeah, I know my mom actually did the exact same thing with me. She didn't think I was having a midlife crisis, but she's like, oh, like, this is like the hardest thing for you, like you to do because you're so shy and blah, blah, blah. And there, yes, I was shy, but there were reasons I was shy. I didn't feel good about who I was.
Definitely. And that's being authentic and being yourself allowed. Almost gives permission to be like, this is me. I'm okay here.
And it's such a empowering feeling.
Oh, 100%.
Which could make a shy person less shy. You know what I mean?
100%. And it could make somebody who's overexcited less excited. Someone who's nervous in situations less nervous. There's so much power to being yourself. I recently just saw this interview. It's kind of a side note with Grant Cardone. And he's talking about himself. And they're asking him like, what are the keys to your success? And he's like, his wife's name's Elena. And he's like, when I go to bed at night with Elena, I'm Grant Cardone. When I wake up in the morning, I'm Grant Cardone. When I go to the office, I'm Grant Cardone. When I get on my jet, I'm Grant Cardone. When I speak on stage, I'm Grant Cardone. He's like, I'm just being myself. And I was like, wow. Like how do you, cause there's so many people thinking that, especially in business, that you need to be a certain way. I remember that, like, I don't know about yourself, but for my first like, probably 5 years, I was like wearing a suit and tie and I had to be this certain way. And I had to show up at a certain time and I couldn't say certain things. And it's just all was in my head and it was totally crazy. And
once it is, right? Like it is totally in your head. Like you're like, what the hell? Like, it's actually kind of funny. This is like kind of a serious talk, but the polka dots are little like hearts. Like, and I was too embarrassed to wear it in certain places. Cause I was like, it's not like serious enough.
Right? Like how crazy is that? If you like the shirt, wear the shirt.
Right.
Anyway, and I think that gives you freedom and that gives you confidence. And then once you have the confidence, you can make the decisions and grow the business that you need.
Yeah, right. Because polka dots are awesome.
Polka dots are awesome. You know, especially like polka dots. That's the crazy thing. So to kind of bring things back on topic.
Sorry.
No, I love this. This is a great conversation. And I talk about this all the time. So I absolutely love it. Is there a simple framework that somebody could use to implement this into their life? They're like, okay, guys, that sounds absolutely great, but I have clients, I have responsibilities, I have a wife, I have a job, I have all these million reasons why not to be yourself. Is there something simple that we can do to kind of speed that up or make things a little bit easier for ourselves?
So one of the things that a lot of like scares people about being authentic and coming into themselves is like this crazy idea that they have to crash and burn everything that they're doing, kind of like you did, right? You just have to like quit and start over. And a lot of people just aren't prepared to do that, right? With their businesses. Like, you know, even people who have a business, like they're already an entrepreneur and they're not necessarily doing what they like and they want to kind of like pivot, right? So one of the most simple things that they can do is literally just like modifying their content a little bit. And it's amazing because they don't even have to change what they're selling right away. Mm-hmm. But by changing this content, they can slowly start seeing the magic. And I actually use a very simple framework for creating content. I call it the PEP framework.
I'd love to hear it.
And it's honestly, it's so basic. It's basically
basic things. We were talking before the show. Remember, I was telling you about the book, The Slight Edge, and how it's like all these little basic things that compound over time that give you that result. So I'm writing it down.
Yeah. Okay. It's basic. It's just creating a personal connection.
Yes.
And there's so many different ways you can do that. You can do that by, like, for example, what we were talking about before the interview started, just showing people your process of creating a webinar. Like just showing them
how the watch is made, I think I call it.
Yeah, right. It could be
behind the scenes.
Showing and creating a personal connection is also showing that you understand them.
Definitely.
Right. And that's pretty simple. That's just with words. Like, you know, it really sucks doing XYZ. You know what I mean? Like that's like, oh, you're making a connection because
I agree. It also
you're sucks. Getting each other.
Yes.
And then the E is just educating people.
Yeah.
Like that's less of a change. I feel like that's what everyone does. Everyone is talking all about education. Definitely. And then there's promoting, which is the other thing everyone does, but they're missing the other two parts of the other two pillars of online
education. I agree. So, and this, it sounds super familiar to, are you familiar with a gentleman named Pete Vargas? He has.
Of course, the story guy.
Yes. So
Stages guy.
Yeah. So I recently structured my own story and my own business that way. And that's it exactly. It's being able to get people to connect on you with like a logical or emotional, then logical.
And
then end with the emotional.
Because that's actually it. That's actually perfect. There's the connecting emotionally, which is the P.
Yeah.
And that's where your story comes in a way, right? Like
100%.
But that's not enough either.
Yes.
You have to like people love details. People like.
They do.
I did a post in the ClickFunnels group once where I like got really granular about like a certain dollar figure, and it was actually really shocking how many more people like engaged with that post.
So we test this when copy all the time. It performs 10-1.
If you
put 90% of people, they're like, okay. But if you go 92.5% of people, like people will be like, oh, this has to be a real stat because how would they pull that number out? Like,
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, it's really funny because I'm actually promoting something right now, and I was gonna say like 1,000% increase, and someone was like, no, and I was like, you're right. So I actually am sharing the exact increase, which is 937%. You know what I mean?
And that's authentic.
Exactly.
So it all ties
exactly.
In. So like even your copy, your marketing, your videos, all of your stuff, can just recap that the three-step process for them one more time, and for me, just so I
yeah. So personal connection, creating a personal connection with them.
Yes.
Educating people so they understand what they're getting, like in like same granular detail, and then promote.
Promote, yeah, no, that's
because people forget that too. I forget that all the time.
100%. And you,
it's awkward, right?
You deal with some clients that are like, they do the first two like so well, and then they get to that last bit where they got to ask for the sale, and it's like, they totally change their demeanor.
Yeah, well, it's funny because people think that by the selling isn't being authentic. for some reason, right? Like they, they're like, oh, like that's, I don't know. They think there's some sort of disconnect. But if you're a marketer, you're actually, or like have a business, it's actually inauthentic not to sell. Like that's, you know what I mean? Like that's what you do, right?
It's like ability to sell.
And yeah, it's like Apple pretending that they're not all about selling.
Right.
Not trying to sell their phones. Like
for sure. And
it just seems like skeezy in a way. You know what I mean?
I don't understand why that is, because if you have a good product and service and you can actually solve that problem, it's your right to like, you're put here for a reason to get that message out there and help them in their lives. You know, like,
it's, yeah, I do get why people are afraid, right? Because, yeah, you know, you might've increased someone's sales by, I don't know, 52.3%, but then there's like a big guru who, you know, has done it for 50 more people.
Yes.
Right. So people are afraid.
Yes.
To get compared to them. But then again, if you're authentic, you are aware of your differences and your benefits versus that big guru's benefits.
And what I've learned in my business is that if the opportunity looks good and it just comes down to money, that seems like it doesn't make sense, do it for free. You know what I mean? Like step out of your comfort zone, take a chance and figure out how you can make the deal work if it looks good in all other aspects, you know?
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. So that's
kind of, there's always a way to like get paid. They're right. Awesome. And especially like people might not get exactly what they were hoping for.
Exactly.
But you're like, hey, let's take this step and you can kind of experience.
So me. I was just reading that book that I was mentioning, The Slight Edge, and it's like, do it basically and you'll have the power. So instead of just get them the result and you can figure things out as well. And worst case scenario, you have an amazing testimonial. You have like that next part of your story and your journey. And that's like you're compounding and growing, being yourself, which is totally, totally awesome. Yeah. So I ask all my guests one final question. Okay. What is one thing, and it's loaded.
I know, I'm like afraid.
Don't be.
Sounds really serious.
It's not, but it's definitely loaded. And I asked the question because I would like to distill the idea as much as possible. I know there's so many aspects to it. But what is the one thing that our listeners can apply to their business or their agencies to get real results with being authentic? Like, what's that one thing? And no, I know there's 30, but what is one that they can do?
Yeah, there are 30. I think that if you could distill what makes you in one or two words,
cool,
and or makes you or your program, you know, what it is in one or two words, and you post that up on your wall, and everything you do or create is true to that.
I absolutely love that.
That's really powerful.
That is beautiful. Your North Star to where you need to be going, and you can check all your marketing. And if you have employees, you let them all know what that is, and then they can base their decisions on that as well. That's beautiful, Suzanne. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thank you very much. So how can everybody connect with you? How can they find more about you and the Clarity, Confidence, and Cash program that you have developed?
So they can go to my website anytime, SusannaMiles.com. But I actually have like a free training that basically goes through what exactly the Clarity Confidence and Cash program is. And they can go to SusannaMiles.com/3-part plan to check that out.
Definitely. I think I'm going to check that out. Guys, hopefully you enjoyed this. Being authentic is more than just like a business tactic. It's a way of life. And when you don't have the stress of having to be something you're not, you can perform so much better. It's not easy, I will tell you that, but it's definitely worth the journey. And Susanna, thank you very much. I appreciate having you on the show. And thank you.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much. It was fun talking about that.
Okay, awesome. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Talk to you soon.
Welcome to this episode of Ad Agency Live. Now, before we actually get into this episode, I just wanted to personally thank you for taking the time to come check us out. We really appreciate our listeners. You guys mean the world to us, and you are the reason why we are creating this content. And I would also like to invite you to come check out profitableads.com. That is actually our agency. So what we do is we help businesses such as yourself cut acquisition costs by up to 50%, meaning you can get people into your business using paid advertising for half the price. Now, you can't just pay us to do this work for you. We actually have what's called a partner program. And if you have an active business that is making money and you would like to cut your cost per acquisition and use online advertising to leverage for your business, I highly recommend that you come check us out at profitableads.com/apply or just profitableads.com and click the apply button. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Now, enjoy this episode of Ad Agency Live. Thanks. Welcome, fellow marketer, to Ad Agency Live with Zach Radford. And today, we're going to learn another amazing marketing tactic to grow your business. Let's get into it.